seconds.
That would be the place.
Okay, we're back in session. I'm passing around the letter from TxDOT showing that we have 712 miles. I know for a fact that we have not closed anything of any length this year. Don't think we've closed anything in the past year.
No, not to my mind.
But with y'all's permission, I'll sign this certification again. And it's not on the agenda, it's just with y'all's permission, I wanted to show it to you before I signed it.
Did we sign that?
I have to sign it, not y'all.
You already done it once, maybe won't you do it again?
You do it every year.
Yeah, but I mean.
Does it not have to be certified in court?
You hadn't done this one, though.
I think we closed a road this year. Was that this year?
Who's?
Coon Lane?
Zachary, part of it?
It was last year.
Was it last year?
But I don't know that they took any mileage off for it.
That's why I was asking about Coon Lane. That's been 2 years ago, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know if they ever took it off.
I don't think they did.
Every year, John.
Hmm?
They do it every year.
Yeah, but they may not have taken it off. Y'all want me to wait and put this on the agenda? Let's see how long I've got to get it back.
The only reason I'm saying that is because that way if they're wrong and y'all approve what they sent and they didn't take it off, then it's on them, not on y'all.
I got the 15th of May. We'll put it on the agenda and discuss it again.
You could probably look back in the minutes to see when Coon Lane and the one you're talking about.
Coon Lane, wasn't it 2013?
Yeah, that's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't know if they took it off.
I think last year it was 712 miles. Okay. If we closed a couple, we may have to write them a letter saying we closed this half a mile here and 3/4 mile there. So our road should be 711 instead of 712.
What time period does that cover right there? From what day?
It does not say. It's.
They probably go on an annual.
I mean, it's just a once a year deal.
It's used to.
Where do they start and end?
Regulate.
January, December.
Okay.
It's used to regulate the registration fees from January 15th. Disbursed the lateral fund September 2015.
From January 2015 to September 2015.
No, this is just the dates. Those are the dates for the different things. That's the ending date.
Okay. All right.
I can download or John can. The 2014 zip file and make sure all their data is correct.
Mr. Computer.
Got a letter from Midway Parent Teachers Association. Wants to know if we want to put our ad in the book again this year.
Oh, that reminds me, we owe you some money, don't we?
I haven't got a bill from it yet, but you may owe me.
$17 or something?
No, $8 a piece.
That's on the
ad for the Pioneer. This is for the Pioneer books, but the one, the $40 ad, was the ad that they put in a leader having the longest time of being at business in Clay County. One I thought was going to come out of general fund, but at the bottom of the ad, when it came out, it stated the judge and the four commissioners' names underneath it. So under that, it may need to come out of our individual since our names were under it. But it's $8 a piece whenever I get the bill, and I should have already got the bill, so I may have to go check on it. So if anybody's got extra $8, I'll take it. Okay to sign up for this?
Yes. For me, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to say back to Coon Lane.
You closed Cootie Lane October 22nd, 2012.
What I thought.
1,472 feet off the of the road was closed.
Off of it?
Of it. Not of it. The gate is approximately 1,260 feet off FM 175 and 1,472 feet of Cootie Lane was closed October 22nd, 2012.
Go ahead and he'll need that to pay me my change, probably.
Okay. Is that right? Did you say $8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't forget Mark. And what was that one? I think the other one was
Zachary.
Ooh, did you give me a 50?
Is it
Buster's? That was what I had stuck in my pocket.
Okay,
I hope you give me a 20.
Where's that text though?
It's just a guess.
He wouldn't have got paid. I didn't have
that proved it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. My wife, no, I started saying my wife's been in my bill hole. There they are.
This got a breakdown beach road.
If you go to that zip file, it does.
And September 24, 2012 is when you closed Buster Zachary Road.
So we did them both in the fall of 2012.
Very good. Thanks, Sergeant.
You're welcome.
How much was it that was closed?
Buster Zachary Road at a starting point of 0.565 miles off of State Highway 148 North.
Say it again. Zero what?
0.565 miles off State Highway 148 North.
That's
to
how
Lone
much
Star
we
Road.
Left open.
Oh. How much did we close?
I don't know. I'd have to look at the chart to see how long that road was.
That's how much the point 5.65 what you got left open?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you need it. Oh,
we just need it. All right.
Okay, I've got a request here for the county to file with the Department of the Interior to become a cooperating entity. Maybe that's the correct word. Cooperating agency in the BLM dispute. It will require, if we go approximately 6 meetings in the next year and 4 in the year after that, to be present at their meetings wherever they are.
You don't know where they're going to be held at this time, huh?
At this time, we have no idea whether it'll be Oklahoma City, Wichita Falls, or where.
First one's going to be Nortex. And I believe that's 30, isn't it?
I have a meeting on Thursday at Nortex. I got a request from Woody that we hold it to one, maybe two commissioners at the most, and go from there.
With the
when?
10 o'clock Thursday at Nortex.
Guy from BLM called me the other day and asked me if I would come.
Okay.
And but I thought he said 9 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock. Is that, do you know for sure about that?
10 o'clock is what they told me.
That's what we I had written down, you know, from the last meeting, but he was gonna send me a letter, but I haven't gotten it yet.
I will see Woody this afternoon. I will verify it with Woody. We've got a Nortex meeting at 3 this afternoon.
Are you going to this?
I am going to this.
Okay, that's good.
Who is that a request from?
The Bureau of Land Management, Department of the Interior, U.S. Government.
So that's BLM?
Yes. But anybody can
I know a little bit of history about that.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Confirmation only, purchases made through buy board. Check it out and see if there's other purchases in the last quarter.
In the last quarter, should be some maintainers on there, shouldn't it?
There's several maintainers on there. Okay, everybody's had a chance to look at the minutes now. Sign off on them. All in, do I have a motion? We had the motion a while ago.
Yes, McGregor and Peak.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And aye. Okay, any other business that we need to bring up this morning?
Did we do the burn ban? No, we're under a burn ban.
We are still under a burn ban. If anybody wants to extend or lower it.
Probably good for now. Still got, what, 25, not how many days, 20 days left on it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it 30 days?
16 days, because it was a 30 day.
Okay. Probably good enough for now, isn't it?
Suits me.
It's going to rain.
It will expire before the 14th.
When I get to Las Vegas.
But a day or two.
Wednesday, when I get to Las Vegas, I'm going to push all that stuff this way.
But the only problem is, if just because it rains doesn't mean it's going to have not be any fire problem.
Well,
it's going to have to rain and then have time to green up.
I know.
And then, because right now, if it rained and we had a fire, the only thing that would do is make everybody get stuck.
Y'all may have a problem on the south end, but there's nothing burning on the door.
That's the thing up there. Y'all had 2 or 3 inches of rain. Y'all don't need a burn ban, really.
No.
Well, I don't care of rain either. We're stingy with it down there.
Okay.
Come a little further up then.
Okay.
Anything else that we need to discuss this morning? We are adjourned.
Good one.